Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I can't think of a more lovely person to be joining us today to talk about her mission in life as someone who has absolutely been talking to patients about anxiety, depression. How is it possible that a doctor that was so open to so many things started using hemp and CBD oil? And that's the question we have for Dr. Ami Shani. And Dr. Shani, welcome back. I always love talking to you because you always have such great information. Deal with women and herbal medicine and hormonal balancing and menopause and mom's issues and nutrition and diet. And when did it become apparent to you that we're missing this piece?
Oh, well, thanks, Frankie. That's so nice. And I always enjoy talking to you, too. You know, I've been in practice for almost 20 years now, believe it or not. And I have found over the years that, you know, one of the biggest ongoing challenges is helping people manage the stress of their lives, helping people adapt and adjust well to what life throws at them. And, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, I have a lot of dietary and lifestyle advice to offer for that. And there's certainly, you know, a very large tool bag full of herbs and supplements and homeopathics and hormones and medications even to consider for people who are having these kinds of challenges. And yet, despite all of that, it was obvious to me that, you know, we weren't quite hitting the mark, even outside of conventional care, which of course doesn't hit the mark at all when it comes to stress management. But even in integrative, holistic, naturopathic care, we were missing something. And I, you know, began to research and explore and experiment, play with hemp, full spectrum hemp oils and CBD or cannabidiol, you know, back in 2015. It's kind of amazing how the industry has exploded in the last 4 years. When I started, there really weren't a lot of people talking about it much at all. And it became apparent very quickly that the way in which hemp and CBD interacts with our own innate endocannabinoid system, which I'm happy to talk about if you want to, is yes, something that really has added another layer of competency in being able to help people manage their stress, create stress resilience, and of course those things lead to better sleep, better energy, better mood, and really targeting the endocannabinoid system with these phytocannabinoids like CBD. It's just, it's been an absolute game changer for me in my practice. So it's become something that I'm incredibly passionate about.
You know, I'm so passionate about it as well. And because I've been so fortunate to be in the beginning of this conversation when it first started to explode onto the scene, and I didn't know what THC and CBD and all these and endocannabinoid and cannabidiol. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, whoa!
A new language.
It was a whole new language. And then a friend made fun of me because she was always getting high and I would not. And because my body didn't ever handle pot, THC, in a way that other people enjoyed it. It never it was enjoyable for me, and I stopped using it decades ago for that reason.
Sure.
And so I didn't quite get it. And then I started to use the product on a regular basis. And one of the first things that I noticed, and I always know when I need more CBD oil, is when I become explosive, when my personality becomes agitated and I want to scream. And I'm always, and then I say, oh, wait a minute, when was the last time I took I took some CBD? Because when my friend was so sick and I was going through a transformational time in his life and in mine as well, and going every day to support him in his life, in the end of his life, and to make him as comfortable as possible. And then to go to do the radio show and do so much. I was doing so much at one time. I found that the CBD oil took the edge, that terrible, stressful time, it took the edge and made it bearable for me to get through those days.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, so I think that that is probably the most common type of sentiment that I hear from people. And it's what I noticed in myself first. Now, you know, when some dear friends and colleagues years ago said to me, you need to look at cannabis, you need to look at hemp, and you need to look at CBD, and I thought they were crazy. I mean, kind of like what you were saying in the beginning. You know, I'm a women's health doctor. You know, menopausal management is my bread and butter in my practice. You know, I work with all of these other kinds of things. And why would I be starting to look at cannabis medicine? I mean, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, cannabis is for pain, and sure, I have people who have pain, but it's really not what I'm focusing on. But I ended up, because these people, these dear friends, are so trusted, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to listen and I'm going to start to pay attention and learn myself. And of course, what do you do when you need to learn, right? You try it on yourself. And you're in my case, my husband and my little circle of guinea pigs who are willing to try things when I find something new. And one of the things that I noticed for myself right away was this, you know, I call it stress resilience, but it's like you said, exactly, Frankie, it's that just kind of being able to handle what comes at you in a more measured, less emotionally reactive way. It's very grounding in that sense. It's very difficult to change people's lives, to take the stress out of people's lives. Life is challenging. And so,
we've known for a long time
that you can't do that with people. What you need to help people do is manage the stress they have better. And, you know, like you, I found that same quality with the CBD, and I hear it from patients in my office every day. My stress has not changed, and yet, fill in the blank, you know, I find that I can go to work and be in my relationship, be present, etc. And I mean, so, you know, in a sense, I mean, that is, you know, without overblowing it, it is a little bit of a magic key, because if we can reframe people's stressful situations for them, they, you know, they will adapt better and function better and enjoy better their life. And I mean, that's what I want to give to patients.
You know, I just want to say to people that we just don't know. We're in a new arena, and this is a new tool for all of us. And I think in 5 years it will be a passé conversation, but for today it's cutting edge. And I just find that to be so exciting. And one of the things that I realized as I started to explore the world of CBD, that consistency is the key. And so I try to get some in throughout the day, and then I make sure I take it before I go to bed. And I find that it allows me to sleep deeper and more restful. And I just think it's a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, we need to make sure that all your listeners understand is, you know, how does CBD work? And as if that were a simple question, right? I was preparing for a seminar, for a talk at a physician's conference last year, and I set about to try, I was going to try to make this very simple slide about how CBD works. And, I mean, that's laughable because, you know, what I found in a paper from 2015, which at this point is old, right? But in 2015, they had already documented 65 specific molecular targets that CBD affects. So that means 65 different receptor sites, supporting different enzymatic reactions, different transport molecules. So the way in which CBD, this phytocannabinoid that we can get in hemp or cannabis. The way in which it impacts the body is vast. And of course, one of the ways that we find so interesting, because it's most of us have never heard of it, is that it impacts our endocannabinoid system. So I didn't learn about this in medical school, but each and every one of us has an endocannabinoid system, just like we have a digestive system or a cardiovascular system.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to continue. We have to take a quick break. What's the best website that you would like people to find out more about the CBD that you and I both love?
Sure. Well, you can definitely, the product itself is called Plus CBD Oil, and that's www.pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. I also have a lot of...
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We're talking today with a naturopathic physician in private practice, and she has been in private practice since 2001, currently at Santa Cruz Integrative Medicine in Santa Cruz, which is, by the way, an absolutely gorgeous part of the world. I have a very good friend who lives there, and it's pretty special, Dr. Ami Shumi is with us, and she specializes with anxiety and depression and women's health, children's health, digestive issues, mom's issues, menopause, sexual health, sleep and fatigue, stress and adrenals. Is it fair to say that CBD might be able to balance many of the issues that you work with your patients, doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, what I was starting Dr. to say Shami? Before the break in regards to the way in which CBD from plants helps to balance our own endocannabinoid system. Once you think of it in that regard and you realize that the endocannabinoid system is this thing each and every one of us has, we actually make cannabis-like compounds in our body. Those are called endocannabinoids. We've got cannabinoid receptors in every organ system of the body, and we've got enzymes that produce and degrade our endocannabinoids. You put that together, that's called the endocannabinoid system, and its chief job is balance and homeostasis. So it impacts the immune system and how it's modulated. It impacts inflammation, how we perceive pain. It impacts posture and temperature regulation and eye pressure. It's crucial for mood and motivation and memory. So when you think in terms of the endocannabinoid system and how the CBD really helps to balance the very system that keeps us balanced, then yes, the possibilities of clinical applications really do spread across the wide range of people that I see, whether it's hormone imbalance, sleep dysfunction, mood disorder, pain and inflammation. I mean, it has really become an indispensable part of my toolkit for so many different ailments.
So the question becomes, how do I know what to take and how much to take of it?
I know. That's the hard question. And the short answer is, I don't know. What you have to do is you have to be willing to try to find out, A. B, you have to choose a company that is providing the exceptional kind of product that you're interested in. And that means a company that's transparent about its raw materials, that does third-party batch testing to prove that there are not contaminants in its products, and that it has exceptional practices in manufacturing as well as labeling, so you know what you're getting. I use Plus CBD oil, which is from hemp. It's full-spectrum hemp oil with standardized amounts of CBD. It's made by a company called CV Sciences, and you can find out more information about them. And then the third part that you need to be willing to do is start low and go slow. Walk yourself up slowly. The good news is the safety data on CBD is exceptional. So you have a very large window of therapeutic benefit without harm. I promise you more than you could take in a whole bottle of a Plus CBD oil product. Remember that when you are using a hemp product like Plus CBD oil, there are going to be very small amounts of THC because it is a full spectrum hemp extract, but it's going to be extremely small, less than 1%, not enough to be intoxicating or psychoactive, so you don't need to be concerned about that. I recommend to my patients that they start with a low dose, the lowest kind of available. So one capsule if you're dealing with capsules, 2 to 4 drops if you're dealing with drops, and kind of walk your way up slowly. Especially as somebody who works with a lot of people with anxiety, I am often surprised again and again at the small doses that can make a big difference. So this is not more
and
is more
subtle.
Situation. Less is often more.
And it's so subtle. That's the part that's amazing. You're
is
not
that,
going
so
to.
What?
It's so subtle. You're
it
not.
Is.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, another thing that I often hear is a patient will, they'll say, all of a sudden I thought to myself, oh, I haven't been anxious all morning. So it's not that you suddenly feel sedated and loopy like a medication, like an anti-anxiety medication can make you feel, just like out of it and loopy and not cognitively present. It just kind of takes the edge off in a subtle way, just like you said, and grounds you into whatever it is that you're doing. And it is an adaptogen. So like other adaptogenic herbs, right, this is a whole class of herbs that helps us manage stress. During the day, it's going to calm us and focus us and ground us. And then during the night, when we're supposed to be kind of powering down and sleeping, it helps us do that. Just because it helps you sleep well at night doesn't mean it's going to knock you out during the day, right? Frankie, you have that experience
personally. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't do that. But what it will do is I noticed for me that when you are able to be in the moment, you really are in the moment. It really gets you to concentrate more. That's why I've heard that it's been very beneficial for people with ADD and ADHD and kids especially.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really beneficial for those things. I think that, the area where this is going to explode, the pain and inflammation, helping people get off opiates, obviously that's huge. I think replacing and reducing antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, but also in the field of neurological disease and neurodegenerative disorders, cognitive issues. I mean, the research that's coming through on everything from PTSD and traumatic brain injury to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and age-related cognitive decline, this is an area where CBD is going to really excel because it seems to have benefits not only as a neuroprotective, but as a potential neurorestorative, and that's incredibly exciting.
Very exciting, and I hope that people can open their brains to hear that. I have a friend in her early 80s that was just diagnosed with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And she can't hear it, she can't hear the whole story. So we really have a lot of education to we have a long way to go to educate the public.
For sure.
That this is not a drug. That this is not going to get you high.
Yeah, well, we've had decades of indoctrination about the evils of cannabis, and for many, many people, I mean, I live here in my Santa Cruz bubble and my integrative medicine bubble, and it's not true, but the vast majority of people and, throughout the country and throughout the world still associate hemp and CBD with something that they've been told is bad. And, so in that regard, you bet we have a lot of education to do, and we have to start by getting the real truth to people. We've had a lot of fake news in regards to cannabis for a long time, and we're slowly starting to chip away at that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, Dr. Shani, it really is. I love, there's a quote that I found that you wrote, and it said that hemp-derived CBD has been an absolute game changer in my practice, whether to help create stress resilience, restore health, sleep patterns, decrease anxiety, or safely reduce pain and inflammation. And for more information, give us the website, please.
Sure. You can find out more about me at www.drshunney.com. There's lots of free content there as well.
Awesome.
Podcasts, webinars, videos about
thank
CBD
you
and
so
other
much,
health
Doctor.
Topics.
It's always a pleasure. And
thank
all
you,
of
Frankie.
You. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Thanks for listening. Cannabis Talk A to Z. One. And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me now is Wes Burke, who is the co-founder and vice president of the Emerald Conference. It's the longest running technical cannabis convention in the industry, and it's coming up very soon. It's a place for innovation, collaboration, and connectivity. It's going to be in lovely San Diego. And Wes, as a founding partner of Emerald Scientific, tell us a little bit about this conference.
Oh, I'm excited to be able to do it. Thanks for having me on, Frankie. Emerald Scientific, a little background. You know, we've founded the company late in 2013 and really started to get to know the industry in 2014. And very early on, a recommendation was made to us as a scientific distributor, an organization that sells scientific equipment and supplies, you know, initially to the analytical testing industry, but also now to extraction, the extraction industry as well. It was recommended that there are a couple things that the industry was really missing. And the first was a proficiency test for analytical labs, and the other was a place for the scientists to get together and collaborate. So we started planning the first Emerald Conference in 2014, and that first conference occurred in January of 15 in San Francisco. And we had about just under 100 people there and six exhibitors. So it was a really small show, but we were successful in bringing some really great content. And what we became aware of after that first show, or really during that first show, is that this really was filling an unmet need in the industry, because these folks had simply not had a forum to get together and understand one another's work in the sciences of cannabis. And they were very, very excited to have that opportunity, and it sparked a tremendous amount of collaboration, and we think kind of was foundational in moving the industry, at least in the analytical testing side, kind of away from everybody working in a bubble and considering
absolutely
everyone else out there was competition. And this was a real opportunity for them all to come together and start to understand the benefits of working together in collaboration. And so that really has become the foundational core of our conference. Now, obviously, it's grown.
I was just going to ask you, Wes, can you tell us the numbers now and what you're expecting for the new conference coming up?
Yeah, for sure. So a week from today is the beginning of the conference in San Diego. This year we'll have 60 vendors. The exhibit floor sold out weeks ago, and we're expecting to have between 800 and 1,000 attendees.
Wow!
So quite a different scene.
So this is, you have been doing this for a few years now, and in this industry, in the cannabis world, that's a long time, because you know, it's everything is so new to everybody. Now that the Farm Bill was passed, is this going to open up the research opportunities for companies? And are you hearing more buzz about that information and the ability to start tracking research a little more?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. It's a great question, Frankie. Certainly, we're very anxious for regulations to shift such that more appropriate research can be done, not just on CBD, but on the plant and all the compounds of interest, all the cannabinoids. And I do think that the Farm Bill is a great step in the right direction. The reality is, however, it doesn't necessarily change the fact that CBD is still a Schedule One compound. And so I think that the traditional research organizations, whether it be, you know, pharmaceuticals or universities, independent research organizations, still are going to have a harder time with, you know, with the research than we would like. But I do think it's a step in the right direction for sure. And I do believe that over the next few years, you're going to see a lot more great research on the plant, you know. And in the United States, it's still tough, but in places around the world, there's some fantastic research being done. Israel is a location.
I know. I love Israel and Spain. Yeah, they're both cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, one of the problems that everybody wonders is the efficacy. How do I know if a product that I'm getting from a dispensary is really the product that I'm getting from the dispensary? How do you test? How do you find as a consumer? Because it's wonderful to take someone who works at the dispensary's word, but we really need to know more, I feel.
I couldn't agree more, and I think, you know, we've seen a radical evolution just in the last few years in that regard. As more states formalize the adoption of the plant and regulations around it, then I think the level of trust for the consumer goes up, right? Because most of the states that come on with legalization, whether it be medical or recreational, are also mandating not only testing but all the procedures around it, right? Sample gathering, what has to be tested for. So 5 years ago, if let's use California for an example, if you went into a dispensary with a medical card, probably about 80% of the product that was on the shelf there hadn't even been tested by an independent third-party lab. That's not the case anymore. Now, 100% of what's in that shop should be tested, at least to as per the regulations. So then I think it becomes kind of the onus of the consumer to make sure that wherever they're getting their products from, that the labs that are doing the testing are trustworthy labs that have gone above and beyond to demonstrate that they're proficient at what they claim to be able to do, whether it's pesticide identification, residual solvents, molds and toxins, any of those things.
You know, as someone who's been an advocate for cannabis for so many years, Wes, are you, you know, are you pleased at where you are with cannabis in the country right now and the growth of the industry?
Well, I feel like I straddle the line on that, Frankie, to be honest with you. I think that on one hand, you know, 10 years ago, I would never have dreamed that we could come this far by now. So I'm really happy that we've made all the progress that we have. And I don't think it can be denied. You know, we've made radical progress. And I think there's a mandate. You know, I think the American public is wants this to happen. And so, yeah, I think we've made great strides. On the other hand, the way that we've come to where we are presents some unique challenges. You know, the fact that we don't have federal oversight and that we are then trying to work within a system where every state has different rules and regulations. We can't really do any interstate commerce. All of those things present challenges, but the most frustrating component is what you alluded to earlier. I mean, I really think that this plant deserves a deep dive in terms of clinical work, and until we get at least a rescheduling, that's going to be challenging. So,
yes,
you know,
yes, probably.
I'm optimistic that that's going to happen soon.
You've been very instrumental in the development of the Emerald test. Tell us about it. What is it?
All right. So in the analytical lab world, there is a tool for labs to be able to kind of grade themselves, and it's called a proficiency test. And basically, what happens is a third-party manufacturer, in our case, ISO-accredited manufacturers with DEA exemptions, they manufacture a sample, depending on what we're looking for. So it might be potency of 5 cannabinoids. It might be residual solvents. Might be pesticides. And we manufacture a sample of a known quantity, send it to the lab. They receive it blind. They run their typical analytics on that sample, report their results, and then they're basically graded on those results. So that's a proficiency test. Most states require that labs participate in a proficiency test, and ISO accreditation that a lot of labs seek also requires proficiency testing. So that's what the Emerald test is all about.
Wonderful. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Joining us today is Wes Burr, co-founder and vice president of the Emerald Conference. The fifth one is coming up. And give us the website, Wes, before we go to break, please.
TheEmeraldConference.com.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey will continue in just a moment. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and we're in the middle of a conversation with Wes Burke. And Wes Burke is truly, your credentials go back. You are very much involved in groundbreaking work, and we're so thrilled you're with us today, Wes. And you are also, of course, the co-founder of the Emerald Conference. What's your life going to be like when this conference takes place?
Well, it's a ton of fun. You know, the hard work goes into the planning up to the conference, and we actually find that once the conference is here, our team is very busy, but it's a tremendous relief as well. So it's we really are looking forward to next week, and then the week after the conference is when we really have a major decompression.
Yeah, I bet. Tell us about the groundbreaking extraction efficacy program or series, series.
Okay, well, thanks for asking about that, too. This is a series that we did last year. So in the world of extraction, of course, one of the big things that companies have to pay a lot of attention to in order to survive and thrive is the efficiency of their extraction processes, right? That's all bottom line ROI stuff. And so we got together with two of the most renowned scientists in the extraction space, Drs. John McKay and Jerry King, with a combined, I think, about 75 years of experience in supercritical extraction. And we did a 10-part series with these guys all about how extraction labs that are using CO2 extraction can improve the efficiencies of their processes. And frankly, I think it's the most technical and deepest dive into CO2 extraction that's been done, and we give it away. It's free.
I love that. Good for you. If you, and I ask this question a lot of my guests, if you had your crystal ball, what are we going to see in 5 years?
I think within 5 years we will definitely have a different landscape as far as the federal oversight. So I do think by then we will have at least rescheduled, if not descheduled, all of the cannabinoids. I see radical changes in terms of the research that's been done, as we've alluded to. I think the industry and as a whole will really thrive a lot more in a federally regulated environment. It will certainly come with challenges, but it will open not only interstate commerce with cannabis, but it will open global markets. And, you know, we're going to have a little bit of ground to make up when it comes to the global market. Canada, for example, you know, they're out there, they're already running the race, and we're still stuck at the start line.
Yeah. I think it's a very, very exciting time. There's no doubt about it. One of the things that we don't talk enough about, I don't talk enough about, is the sustainable powers of cannabis. And I'd love to hear from your viewpoint. We're really not understanding how critical this plant is and how renewable it is.
Yeah, and you had asked earlier about the hemp industry and the impacts, and I think that is really where sustainability is going to be cutting edge. I think with the adoption of hemp as a crop that we're seeing, we're expecting a tenfold increase in hemp production in the United States next year. So I believe as that rolls out, we will certainly learn a lot more about the sustainability benefits of hemp over most other ag crops. And I think that there's a lot to be learned there. You know, I mean, we know that the plant is serves as a kind of a cleaning agent for the soil, for example. We know that it takes a lot less resources in terms of water and fertilization to grow a hemp crop versus most other major American ag crops. So I'm really excited to see farmers that are embracing hemp, and
yes.
I think it's really good. It's really good for the country.
Oh, I think it's wonderful for the country, and I think it's great for the environment, and I think it's terrific that at some point, you know, building materials will be made of hemp, clothing will continue to be made of hemp, that, you know, fiberglass is being used in Europe right now, made of hemp. So there, the applications for the industrial side, this industry has the potential to create jobs and occupations that do not exist today.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think it is kind of comparable to the, if not the Industrial Revolution, the tech the revolution at least. I mean, this is one of those commerce revolutions for this country, and it's going to have, you know, radical impacts on the economy over the next 5 and 10 years. I completely agree with you, and it's really exciting that while we enjoy this exciting industry, we get to rest our heads in the evening knowing that, as you said, it's great for the environment, and along the way, we will be improving people's health and minds.
Well, I want to get back to the health for just a moment, because Dr. McKay has been on, and he's just fabulous, and we know that the medicinal benefits of cannabis are extraordinary, absolutely, and we haven't begun to touch, we haven't even begun to do the research because of the laws, and it's so complicated, and as you say, people don't want to put their money, they're afraid, but when we look at what's being done in Israel, when we look at what's being done, the research being done in different parts of the world, it really holds the key to some extraordinary, powerful healing benefits. And with that note, I can't believe we're out of time. Will you come back again after the conference and share with us how it went, who was there, and some of the key pieces of the conference?
Oh, Frankie, I'd be honored to do that. And we'll also be putting all of the content, video, full presentations, as well as the slides from each of the presenters. So I'd love to come back on and chat with you about it and share those resources with your listeners.
And give us the website, please, Wes.
TheEmeraldConference.com. And then for the content, as I mentioned, last year's is there now.
Okay.
You can go to TheEmeraldCommunity.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.